and just, I'm sure to re-ask, but just significance for you, do you enjoy the opportunity to go back and play in the home state?
Yeah, it's nice, you know, it's always a great atmosphere there. You know, they have great fans, and you know, seeing friends and family is always nice. And they're big games for us, so it'll be exciting. It's always exciting to go back there and play.
You have a bunch of friends and family going to the game?
Yeah, there'll be some people there. You know, they've already told these guys they've smartened up a little bit, started buying their own tickets, so that helps the cause a little bit when you're playing them a few more times at home. So I'll have some people in the crowd.
Early in the season, but can you ever downplay a divisional game?
Well, I think we've learned in the last 2 years. You know, it's never early enough to start putting emphasis on these games. You know. You let too many of them slide by, and all of a sudden, halfway through the season, you're saying, "Oh man, we need to start bearing down." So I think we learned our lesson a little bit there. I think we're gonna put some emphasis on these games within our division, because you know you can push yourself up in those standings and keep the other team down. Anytime you can do that, it really helps your cause.
Different topic: Thomas Hertl's goal last night. Did you see the highlights of his fourth goal kind of between the legs?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it with him already, with the team being up 7-2 and him already having a hat trick? Did you have any issue?
Well, if he has a breakaway, what are you supposed to do? Dump it in the corner and change? I mean, you don't want the guy to do it, don't give him a breakaway. I guess that's where I stand, you know, in terms of you know, he has 3 goals in the night. He's probably pretty confident already, and you know, it was a heck of a move. So, you know, if I'm on the ice in a 7-2 game and a guy scores a goal like that, it probably makes you pretty upset. But at the end of the day, you know, the guy's got a breakaway. What are you going to do? You know, so.
Thank you very
yesterday,
much.
Coach was talking about improving the D on the team. I'm wondering what you've been working on or have been focusing on the last few days or the last week to improve.
Just working as five guys, you know, getting everyone on the same page. And if you have everyone in the right place on the ice, those things kind of work themselves out.
So for your set, for your own individual game, what does that look like as far as improving?
Being in the right place on the ice.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone went through it 2 years ago. He's when he joined.